Well, before, oh yeah, I forgot to mention I was involved with a girlfriend at the time before we got arrested. So I wanted to find her when I got out of prison. So right after I got out, I wouldn't find her. She's still doing the same crazy thing, whatever. So I just kind of let it go and was trying to do good and go about my thing. My father and his friend helped me find a job, and I was working steadily for like 7 months. But it was crazy hours. I wasn't any of my friends. They were all screwed up on drugs. So it just became like another lonely path to where, okay, I got money in the bank and I've got a job, but I have no one to interact with as an adult and have fun. I can't go and find a girlfriend because I'm working graveyard shift. When I get off of work, there's the best of the best quality of people at the bar at 6 a.m. in the morning and stuff like that. And so about, I think it was about 8 months after, I was just so lonely, I reached out to my ex-girlfriend. And she came around and we started hanging out together. So it wasn't very long after that till I relapsed and started using again. And it didn't take very long, because I was living at my father's, for him to pick up on the point, on the fact that I was getting high, and for him to kick me out of the house. So once again, here I am running around the streets and selling drugs and doing crazy crimes and stuff. And I never went back to manufacturing, because they tell you once you get in trouble for that, if you get caught again, they'll give you the maximum time, and then they can add 50% on top of that for an enhancement. So not the 3 years, I could get 7 years plus 3 or 4 years. So that was always a major deterrent. I'm like, I don't want to go to prison for 10 years. So I basically just ran the streets, going around people that I knew and just doing whatever I could to support the drug habit. And I had a piece of crap car, and it finally broke down one day. And I have the knowledge on how to steal a car, and I had to get somewhere. And so I went and stole a car just because I needed transportation and I was stuck. And I'm driving around the streets like an idiot, like 3 in the morning. There's nobody else on the road. And I guess the car was reported stolen. The police noticed that. And I was pulled over and arrested again. And so that took me on to back into the county jail system. And that was actually probably the craziest time I was in county jail, not because of violence or anything like that, but I'd been there so many times that now I was involved with the political aspect. And the second I walked in the door, of my people from my SFV homeboys saw me, know me, had me immediately pulled into one of their dorms where they were in control of, and this is a working dorm. The second I get in there, somebody says, "You want to get high?" Sure. So for the 3 months before I got sent back to state prison, I was probably doing more drugs in county jail than I was on the streets. And we had control of that whole section we were at, and it was a free-for-all. We'd stay up for 3 days at a time, fucking acting like idiots. We'd burn out, sleep for 2 days, and it was a crazy, crazy, freaking wild freaking time in there. So that when they actually finally shipped me off to state prison, it was like getting arrested all over again, because now you're having to like basically go through drug withdrawals again.